First class trip across the Atlantic. Make sure you put them laces out. I've been out and about, and I'm loud, cause I found another sound. And I'll pound on the ground for my guys across the pond. Kick is matter, that's the song. Trust me when that word is blown. Y'all can clap, clap, sing along. But on a wheel, they got some real deal analysis. Take the wheel, I think I feel like a catalyst. For this build, you know your boy is never out of it. Matter of fact, I think I'll go and win a championship. KMWO, KMWO, man, you know how this go, yeah. KMWO, kick is matter, world order, man, y'all already know, let's go.
Okay. Welcome back to the Kickers Man podcast. You've got a dynamic duo of Rich and Jamie holding down the fort.
Holding down the fort. I like how you put that, mate. How are you?
I'm good. Winter's really here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's getting a little bit chills. I didn't like the weather today. I got rained off. Drove 35 miles and my whole day was cancelled. Drove home and went shopping in the afternoon instead.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea what it must be like working outside at the moment, but it's a nightmare because the smart thermostat that I've got is slightly out of arm's reach. So it's just I have to lean forward like, yeah, there, and I've got it, but it's a lot of effort.
Haven't you got the app on your phone?
I do, but I'm normally, I'm not.
You're double lazy.
I have to get some type of exercise, right?
A little bit.
That's like a third of a setup, what I'm doing. So do three of those and that's one setup. Two setups too many, really. I'm good. I'm pleased that we're able to chat about football again. It's always
It was only yesterday that we spoke.
It was. I feel like I speak to you more than I speak to my family now.
I was thinking the same.
We are family. And if you're listening to this, you're part of my family too.
As you shake your head again, not really.
I mean, not really, but it makes them feel better, doesn't it? So I think we had a couple of weeks ago, we went through some rookie players, who would look to buy and sell, what we'd be wanting. So right now we're in an interesting time when it comes to Dynasty. And you're looking at me because I've forgotten we're supposed to be doing news. This is the professional outfit that you get here. So
it's fine. I wasn't going to say a single thing. I was literally going to blow in.
You had that look. So there's not a lot of news that I really want to cover other than like Baltimore stop licking each other. don't get the Rona. Outside of that, Josh Gordon reinstated, so clearly pick him up in every dynasty league that you're in because he's going to have that one huge game which will make everyone lose their minds.
You can sell him,
and then pick him up. Maybe even sell him before he's played. That's the best thing to do.
Well, he's eligible to play from in. Earliest is week 16.
Okay.
So that's the earliest he can play. But find that Seahawks owner in your league and sell him.
The good thing is, because he's in Seattle, it's legal.
Exactly.
Problem solved. Speaking about not doing drugs, the other news, Will Fuller, what are you doing?
I know, mate. I've been looking at quite a few of my dynasty leagues, my dynasty teams, and working to see what my playoff, or who I'm playing, going to be playing in the playoffs. Noticing that Will Fuller's on way too many of them.
Okay, now actually, we're going to talk about dynasty by themselves, but I think actually we should talk about the dynasty by Will Fuller because it's a really interesting situation.
Yes.
So let's, before we get into the main part of the show, let's talk about Will Fuller's dynasty value, because I think that is a good chat. So where do you sit? Because with the contract situation, he's done at the end of the season. With Houston. I believe Houston have cut him. Have they? As a result of the PDs?
Have they?
I thought they did. Maybe they didn't.
No.
Maybe I misread.
Houston have cut. Houston
cut
and
Kenny Stills, didn't
Kenny Stills mutually.
Yeah, so they could really
use a wide receiver like him right now.
He's just, I think Kenny Stills was the one who did it. On the way out, he's just on, by the way, NFL, these two, loving it. Loving the PEDs. They're all over it. I'm not happy about this.
This is a little
extra. You're right. He's not been cut. He's just been cut in all of my redraft leagues.
Contract-wise, is this...
I believe he's done now.
He's done his fifth year. They took his fifth... Is it fifth year option they take?
I don't think he was a first-round selection.
No, he wasn't, I don't think.
So I think he is done. I'm just going to double-check that. So please bear with. Probably should have done it before.
No, I think he's been in the league 4 years, I reckon.
Yeah, I think, yeah. So he's, unrestricted free agent at the end of this season. So...
Here's something which I haven't seen a lot of people say what I'm thinking. The Texans re-sign.
Okay.
And... his contract value has gone, his contract offer has gone down from what they probably, they're more likely to sign him now than they were if he didn't, because he continued on the pace he was at, he was getting paid a lot of money on the open market. Houston now can say, we've kept you on board, we want to pay you, but we're going to give you a little bit more incentive, more incentives in these contracts, so you can earn that up to what we want to, but your base salary and your bonus is going to be a little bit lower. That's how I see it. I don't think he's value wise for Fuller. I'm buying.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd buy because he's talented. Oh, I think one thing that maybe might sneak under the radar is the fact that Green Bay Packers really wanted to pick him up in a trade.
Yeah. But are they going to pick him up knowing what he's done? I know it sounds silly, but there are some organizations who won't touch him for what he, for the PED. Do you know what I mean? It's silly.
I think for me, it comes down to like a character issue, right? So
it's all Brian
But the thing, PEDs, it can be something like accidental.
That's what honesty. That's what he's saying. And I believe him, kind of.
I think so, because you look at how these lists get put together and stuff. Like, they change quite regularly. I know they say that you know, as an athlete, you have the ultimate responsibility of what goes in your body or whatever. But if you've got a personal trainer or someone like that who says, I'll take this, don't worry about it, you're gonna go, okay, fine.
You're gonna trust him.
Or even, it's something that you've taken for years and then they've changed the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for me, Will Fuller feels like a guy that I'd be quite happy to go out and buy. Now, what would you be happy to give up?
Ooh, that's a difficult one, isn't it?
I feel like it's a very difficult conversation, because if you're selling, you're saying he's still going to be the player that he's always been, and then you're going to be saying, well, I want like a second round pick.
I'll be honest.
Because I don't think you'll get a first for him.
But this is the thing. I don't think you'll get him for a second. You know, it would have to be a very early second. But if I'm a contender and I know my pick's going to be late, and me being me, I'm confident in Fuller and what I'm thinking about him, I'll chuck my 110, 111, 112 to him back into the first round pick for a top 10 wide receiver. But as in, if he plays a full season, if I'm thinking back into the first, what am I thinking about here? I've got a very stupidly solid team. Fuller's going to add some great depth. And there's a potential that if he signs with someone like the Packers or a really, really good spot,
yeah,
his value jumps.
It does jump. But I think you're... I don't think... If it's me, I'm not going to pay you. I'm not going to pay you a first. Personally, I'm not, because you're asking me to assume that he gets picked up and that he just, you know, he just performs how he's always been. Now, this PED, it could be that actually the reason why he's been so good is because of the PEDs. Yeah. Right? You could say that, because he's previously always struggled with health issues. He hasn't this season. Now, is that a case of these PEDs have been making him...
his hamstrings stronger?
Recover. Well, it could just be that he's recovering quicker as a result, or anything like that. And in which case, you're asking me to assume all of the risk, and I'm paying you what his kind of, maybe not entirely what his upside is, but I'm baking a lot of the risk in, and
oh yeah,
that's not being reflected in that price.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not starting with a first round pick.
Okay. Well, obviously.
I'm going straight in with someone. I'm honest, I would go something like straight in with a second and like very middling wide receiver, like a, off the top of my head, can't think of one. A second of Michael Gallup.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Or a second of Jacoby Myers.
Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe I'm in my head overvaluing Fuller a little bit with this, because I really love
Fuller. You love Fuller. That's not.
I'm high on him. I like him. I just think.
But should you say high on him? That seems a bit close to the mark there.
But if I've got Fuller, I'm not selling him.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, right?
Unless someone gives me a first.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like he's a hold, or a buy. Like, I'm not selling.
No.
You might find someone who's twitchy. Who just goes, oh, I just want to sell him.
And also, if a contender's got him and he's their wide receiver two,
yeah,
you could chuck him. Give me a wide receiver, I can't think of the top of my head, who's a vet wide receiver who's playing well at the moment that you could switch him for. I wouldn't do it for Thielen, because Thielen's probably got more value right now.
Yeah, say Fuller and a pick. That's probably where you'll be, because if they've got middling receiver, like the likes of, because I would say Jameson Crowder is where my head went to, but like he's not playing particularly well at the moment. I'm just scrolling for a list here right now. Sterling Shepherd, you're going to have to give up something.
Yeah,
on top of
for that.
Maybe a Brandon Cooks, but you're not going to want to do that. Yeah. Really. Marquise Brown, I'd sell. Sell high on that. busted no touchdown, which is like rescued his season.
No one's buying Marquise Brown.
The amount of Twitter love I've seen, like, oh, this is it. Like, he's going to break out. And I'm like,
really? Cool.
I've seen some Twitter buzz around it, because it was a long touchdown that he scored. But I mean, come on now.
Which I genuinely think me or you could have got that one.
Oh, mate, I haven't got the pace to do it.
Your ball rush.
Unless you put a pile in the end of the line, I might get there then.
On the corner of the end zone. On the pile.
Yeah, exactly. I'll get there then, mate. Don't you worry about it. Okay, so That's kind of the news covered.
That's the high point of the news.
Yeah, and it only goes downhill from here. So we're going to talk about some dynasty sales. Sorry.
Yep.
So shall we start at the quarterback position? Because that's kind of one that grabs the most headlines, right?
Yeah.
So pre-recording... I really like your list. I think you've pre-recorded. You sent me a list of people. So.
Jesus Christ, that's the first, mate. Or are you just trying to be polite on live?
Yeah, my mum said, you know, Bambi rule. Can't say anything nice. Don't say anything at all. So, We'll go for your list. So, first guy, and I think I'd really like to understand where you're coming from, because, you know, he's a QB on your team. Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
So, should we knock this on the head as well? So, when we're talking about these leagues, we're going to talk about value for quarterbacks. We'll talk about both in single QB and superflex leagues, yeah. I think. And we're also going to be talking about like half PPR, do you think? That seems like a good like middle ground. Or PPR. I really
don't mind. Just go PPR.
Okay, let's go PPR.
I'd also say that the fact, obviously, with selling, dynasty sells, you're not really contending.
Exactly.
You're trying to get rid of these guys
for something for next year.
Yeah, and that can help them this year and potentially next year as well.
Yeah,
Matt Ryan. My QB, I believe, start of the year with my QB, dynasty QB 8. And a lot of people thought it was high. That's fair enough. Everyone thinks differently on these things. And it wasn't, as many people thought, a homer pick. For me, I still think Matt Ryan can play at least another 3 years. He's been up and down this year, but he's still a stupidly good quarterback who can help contending teams who want to strengthen at the position for the playoffs, for example. Someone who's got like a team who's somehow got to the playoffs with Teddy Bridgewater and Carson Wentz, for example, or Teddy Bridgewater and can't think of one off the top of my head. A Matt Stafford.
Yeah, you can have like a trio of like the likes of Baker Mayfield and Teddy Bridgewater and Jared Goff, like that kind of like you've managed to piece something together throughout the season.
You've got Dalvin Cook and Derrick Henry as your running backs.
Yeah, you've stitched something together at quarterback, but basically your running backs are absolutely bottom the team.
Or you had Joe Burrow, and he's gone down.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Ryan. Everyone knows that. But if I'm not contending and I think a team is weak at quarterback and Ryan is an improvement, I'm gonna attack them basically and say Ryan's available. I see him being an upgrade on what you've got. You're currently in the 4 seed or whatever it will be. You're in the playoffs, so you should be going to win it rather than just competing. I hate people who get in the playoffs and like, no, I don't want to change anything. I'm fine. I'll be all right. I'm thinking about next year as well. No, if you think you can win it, go and win it.
Yeah.
Sit and be happy.
That window is a lot shorter than people necessarily think it is.
A couple of injuries and you are screwed.
Yeah, you are.
Your whole season's out the window and your players are another year older and So yeah, Matt Ryan, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, for me, part of the reason why I'd kind of be looking to sell him is this. You talk about the sun rising or setting, and the sun is setting on Julio Jones's career. Cam Ridley has shown flashes of brilliance, but he doesn't have that rapport yet with Matt Ryan. Julio seems like his body is somewhat, I don't want to say breaking down, because it's not.
Always been like that. That's the weird thing.
Yeah, it's always
a week in his whole career where he hasn't been listed on the injury report.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. So I think it's a difficult one. So for me, I'd be happy to sell him. I think I'm probably lower on Matt Ryan than most people, and I just see him as like he's the worst starter that I'm not thinking I need to stream the whole season. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's just into that. Like, I can slide it each week and not have to think about it. But he's like that last person. So, yeah, in terms of selling, I'd be happy to sell him. I mean, in a single QB league, you might be struggling to get what you think he might be worth. I mean, in my head, I'm thinking if I could get a second for him, I'd love it, but I don't think I'll get it.
Single QB, I'm not selling Matt Ryan for anything. I'm trying to think what I bought him for last year in a single QB. I think I paid a second last year because I needed something during this in the off season. In fact, if you can get a second for him, great.
Yeah, I feel that's kind of like where my head is.
But the way I think, if I'm in a superplex league, and I'm thinking I say this all the time, I play dynasty in 3 year cycles.
Yeah.
And for me, Matt Ryan has still got 3 good years in him. If someone wants Matt Ryan, they're giving me their back end of the first.
Okay.
In Superflex. And that is a bare minimum.
Yeah. Got you.
Some people will probably go, oh, it's massively overpriced. It's really not for me in a Superflex league. I think with Ryan, yes, it can be up and down, but you kind of know what you're going to be at the end of the season with him.
Yeah, you do. He's just that kind of,
eh. Yeah, I'm just having a look now at how far off I was at the start of the season on my rankings with quarterbacks.
Do you know what he is? Matt Ryan is a margarita pizza, right?
No, give him pepperoni because pepperoni can be a bit boring.
No. Incorrect. When it comes to food takes, this is the guy. He's a margarita pizza because it's not something that you'd go out and you'd be like, nah, that's what I want. But you know, if someone said to you, I've got a margarita pizza here, you'd have it.
I don't like barbecue sauce.
Yeah, fine. Well, be different. You're always different.
I'm always different. No, I had him 8 overall start of the season. Yeah, I was lambasted for that. That wasn't my most lambasted take either, let's put it that way, of my rankings. So, Matt Ryan is, as much as I hate to say it, if I'm not contending, I am trying to sell him because he's still a quality piece.
Yeah.
But yeah, he is. Don't give him away for cheap. If people come at you and go, oh, yeah, I don't want to, I'd only give you this because the pieces around him, he's got Calvin Ridley, Julio Jones, Hayden Hurst. We're going to be bringing in another running back at the off-season.
Please also don't forget he's still got an awful defense behind him.
Exactly.
Which is a major part. Like when people talk about pieces, like that is a big piece for a quarterback.
Yeah. They're a passing team. The Falcons are a pass-heavy team, and that is important.
Yeah, it's hugely important. Mm.
Do you want to talk about my next guy?
This one is interesting because you told me this pre-recording and I was like...
Your jaw nearly hit the ground, mate.
I was just like...
But then I did say to you, I did give you the option of someone not making you an offer for him and you kind of went, yeah. Because there will be some people who will. I'm not saying...
For me, it would have to be quite a haul.
Okay. Without saying who it is, I'm giving you the 101 this year.
In a Superflex league?
Yeah, I'm not talking about, one QB. Superflex league, the 101 this year.
It's difficult, isn't it? Because it's Trevor Lawrence. So really, it depends on the...
If I'm honest, mate, this will be giving it away. There was probably a bit more... Was there pretty similar hype coming out last year about this boy?
This is how it is. So it's Joe Burrow. It's Joe Burrow. Right, if you haven't got it.
Yeah.
It's Joe Burrow. So, if someone gave me the 101 in a Superflex, like, it depends what I... In all honesty, it depends what I paid to get Joe Burrow.
You had the 101.
but did I have the 101 or did I buy the 101?
So,
if I had the 101, I might take Trevor... Depending on landing spot, I might take Trevor Lawrence. and be like, yeah, okay, that's fine. Let's go. If I bought it, I probably had to give up quite a bit to get it. In which case, I'm probably like, nah, I need something else.
But if you're, if you've got the 101 to get Trevor Lawrence, you're just getting a very similar-ish quarterback. Do you know what I mean? The reason, carry on.
You go.
The reason I'm saying about Burrow, and it is, yeah, it's an interesting one. I'll say that. I don't think many people are going to tell you the option of selling Joe Burrow in a dynasty league. His injury isn't just a standard ACL. He's done his meniscus, and I believe, is it his medial or is it his lateral LCL? It's either the MCL or the LCL as well.
One of my friends who's a Bengals fan, so I've kept him in a lot of my redraft leagues on IR, the lols, because one of my, and I've said the same comment in all of the leagues that I've done it in as well. My friend who's a Bengals fan said, well, he didn't rupture his PCL, so he could be back.
No.
Clearly a joke, Jamie, okay?
Sorry.
Learn how to take a joke, okay? These are redraft leagues. I'm fully aware he's not coming back. Very similar to how I was pretty sure that when Dak Prescott went down and Tony Romo said he might be able to walk it off, I thought, I don't know, mate, because I'm not sure if your ankle should be pointing a different direction from the rest of your leg.
That was a good time, wasn't it? Great,
obviously,
great by Tony Romo.
Hashtag not a doctor, but I'm not an idiot. Okay.
You heard that here first. World exclusive. Rich is not an idiot.
Correct. Now, Joe Burrow, yeah, as we say, it's difficult. It depends how I acquired him. Obviously, it was with the 101, most likely. But yeah, I'd probably be okay to take Trevor Lawrence. Really depends on the landing spot. If it's Jets and Adam Gase,
it's not going to be Adam Gase. It's not going to be Adam.
You would have said Adam Gase wasn't going to get another head coaching job when he got sacked from Miami.
If Adam Gase is the coach of the Jets on the time of the draft, go back to Eli and Philip Rivers, because I can guarantee you that is what's going to happen. I'm pretty sure Trevor Lawrence would have seen what Ryan Tannehill did under Adam Gase, and look at him now, and what Sam Darnold's doing now under Adam Gase hasn't been great beforehand. But Adam Gase is not the kind of the QB whisperer; he's the QB killer.
That's not fair. He can whisper to QBs as long as they're like Hall of Fame caliber.
Yeah, but they die.
Fine.
They die after that. After he whispers to them, they die. Look at Peyton Manning. He did all right within one season, Peyton Manning, and then he died, basically.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of that was time. But I know what you're saying. But like, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
In all the times where he's had a Hall of Fame quarterback, he's been okay. Okay? That is fact. You cannot deny that.
No, you are 100% right there. But yeah. All right. Injury, I don't think he's back for the start. What went round is obviously the injury that he had, which is worse than the ACL. There's more to it than that. He's not going to be back for the start of the season. It's very unlikely, unless he's a super healer and God knows what. But a standard ACL will take, 8 months, 9 months? I'm trying to think, because I've had it done twice. I've done my medial.
I think it's less time than that in the NFL. I think it's normally like you're done for that season, but you're normally at the stage of where he did it, he would probably be able to make the next season.
If it were if it were just the ACL as well, he's done meniscus and either the MCL or the LCL as well.
He's done all the CLs, I think.
Yeah,
he's done all the CLs.
He will be wearing a brace for a while.
If I was him, he's got enough money. I'd go buy a new one.
Yeah.
Just look, give me a new knee. Someone selling a knee, give me it. There must be somewhere you can buy it. Dark web. I don't know.
It's going to be somewhere.
Bitcoin. That's But three bitcoins and get a new knee or something. Yeah,
that's fine. A few more than three bitcoins, mate. Can you see where I'm coming from with Burrow, though? I'm not saying...
You see where you're coming from, because you're saying...
But if someone is going to overpay for Burrow, because they are super high on him and what he's done, and what he did was great, but that injury is going to be interesting when he comes back as well. It's going to be in his head for a while.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I think I'd be much more on board this as well if we see the Bengals not do what everyone says that they should do, which is get some offensive linemen, please. So,
yeah, I think that they need to draft basically just O linemen, don't they?
Yeah, with and pretty much creators. All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Burrow, you don't sell Burrow unless you're getting the 101, basically. You need something that said, okay, here's another thing for you. Someone comes up to you and goes, someone drops into your DMs and goes, Rich, I see you've got Joe Burrow. I'm interested. I've got my first round pick, which is going to be the 1.6 or 1.7. So I'd like to offer you that with a Deshaun Watson. So Deshaun Watson and the 1.6 or 1.7 for Joe Burrow.
I'd bite that.
Yeah. You will find people who will pay something like that.
If someone's willing to pay that, I know what league's like. I want to be in that league. So if someone's willing to pay that, please get this guy in.
But you know what I mean? To get him, you're probably going to have to overpay a bit.
Yeah.
But if I'm trying to get Burrow, I'm obviously pushing that injury.
Yeah, yeah. You're saying, mate, he's not going to walk again.
No, I'm not saying.
Let alone Clay.
I'm not saying he's not going to walk again. He will get back to playing next season. Won't be the start of it, but he won't be as mobile. A lot of this will be mental as well.
Yeah, exactly.
He's had a serious knee injury. He's not going to want to run around a lot and get people coming low on him.
That's true.
So yeah.
Those rushing things, they're gone. Rushing. Yeah. Yards, they're gone.
We got so many of those. But okay, like, let's say someone, what's the worst offer? If someone came to you and said, I've got my first round pick, let's say, yeah, between 1.6 and 1.8, what other QB would you accept with that for Joe Burrow? Without being stupid and saying Patrick Mahomes.
I'd have to think about it if it's Patrick Mahomes. worst starting QB.
I'm just trying to think. You're not looking at Murray, not Russ. You're not looking at Josh Allen. You're not looking at... You know, Lamar Jackson, unless someone's really shit themselves on him. It's tough, isn't it? It's trying to find... You've got to find that QB who is kind of just outside that realm, who's a bit older than Burrow. I want to have a look now. I'm going to try and grab a few things up. Okay. Yeah, you're not doing... No Mahomes, no Jackson. Jack Prescott. Nah, people aren't going to do that. Deshaun Watson, Kyler Murray.
Herbert? Could I get Herbert, do you think?
No. Tua.
Don't think you'd get Tua.
No. I think someone might, because he hasn't exactly lit the world on fire, has he?
Yeah, true.
There isn't that many quarterbacks in that very small area that you could add to a first to get Joe Burrow without being silly and overpaying. Because you're not going to go Matt Ryan, no. Carson Wentz, no. Baker Mayfield, no. Aaron Rodgers, you're still turning Aaron Rodgers down for that. Daniel Jones, no. Matt Stafford, no. Jared Goff, no. Herbert, not a chance. Tannehill, no, there really aren't that many. It's got to be a really specific deal.
Mm.
And obviously, if you've if someone has, if you're selling Burrow and you go to the guy who's got Deshaun Watson and say, I want your first Watson. You've shown a little bit of interest in Burrow previously. And just think about Deshaun Watson. He's on a team that's got no cap space. The O-line's not great. He's basically probably going to lose his best wide receiver. The team's on a bit of, it's turning to shit a bit. Might be a good time to get out. So basically just shit them up a little bit. Just play the little banjo for him. Just
play a little Jamie. Just yeah. Just shit them up.
Drop seeds of doubt.
Yeah.
Drop seeds of doubt that are actually true. I might not believe them, but they are actually true. Texans are in cap hell, potentially leading his best wide receiver. But yeah, I don't think many people are going to like that or agree with me on selling Joe Burrow. And it's mainly due to injury.
So let's go, because I think we've covered Joe Burrow thing. So I think we've got a couple more names here. And we might end up going really long unless we get to this next name now.
Let's do the next name now.
So who do you think I'm saying now? Because I've got your list here as to who you told me before the show. And I'm saying we need to get to this guy now, otherwise we're going to go really long.
Yeah. This is going to be the most unpopular one. I thought Joe Burrow would be unpopular.
This will be unpopular even in amongst our staff. Because I know for a fact that Jack will not be in agreement with this.
Yep.
But the guy we're talking about is James Robinson.
Pew, 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 pew.
If you would like to direct all of your hate towards Jamie, you can find him on Twitter at J_ByramKM.
Jamie.
_
Byram.
Change it to J so it's easier. Thanks. Or if someone out there could make a J account as a spoof, that would be great.
Fuck off. We're all about those accounts, mate, aren't we? We're all about those.
I don't even know who has the time to do them, but yeah.
Oh, mate, I barely have time to wash my face.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah.
Right, so James Robinson, you explain to me why you think he's a sell, because when you first said it to me, I'm just laying my cards down on the table. Yeah. When you first said it to me, I was like, that seems a bit mental. But the more we spoke about it, pre-record, the more I was kind of getting around to being like...
You're not as stupid as you look. That's what you're thinking about me. You're not as stupid as you look.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am.
Okay, right. So we talked about Burrow, and my thing there was going around the injury and you... And so what from there? It's not going to be a huge amount of time, but yeah, I think you can probably still... You can cash in on him for that, even now. James Robinson. Free agent. What? Undrafted. Undrafted on an awful team. The talent he has shown, he has played really, really well this year. I'm not denying the fact that he has looked really, really good. But yeah, it's... Tell me when his value is ever going to be higher.
Yeah, I mean,
you can't answer it, but you are literally, I'm seeing, like, I've seen some people say he's a top eight, top six dynasty running back. Are you shitting me? I've written 15, maybe?
But yeah, he's probably 15. Like that mid-time of RB2.
Yeah. He's played... This is not a knock on him. He's played great. But if you've got James Robinson on your team, you have A, either picked him up off the waiver wire, or B, drafted him in the fifth round of your rookie drafts.
In which case, just, you know, quick round of applause for those guys that have done that. Well done.
Bravo. I, a very good round of applause to John, who I've noticed picked a lot of James Robinson up at the end of drafts, rookie drafts this, and off waiver wires at the in this off season. You sneaky little shit. I'm like, oh, I wonder who's got James. Oh, it's John. I'm never getting him. No, John was very high on him. So, yeah, value. His value is ridiculously high. If people are valuing him as a let's call it a top 10 dynasty back, the Jaguars are not a good team at all. What for me? I look at James Robinson and go, okay, I've basically paid nothing for him. I reckon I could get a top five running back, dynasty running back, in return for him. Or even, for me, or a top 10 with something else on the hype. The hype is so high at the moment on him because he has played well, but people are going to hate this, absolutely hate this. And I'm just going to say it to you. So, Rich, you've got James Robinson. You're high on him. I'm giving you my first-round pick and Ezekiel Elliott for James Robinson. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I'd snap you for that, to be fair.
Yeah, exactly. But people, that's the kind of flip you're seeing. People are so concerned about Ezekiel Elliott at the moment when his quarterback is out, injured. His O-line has been just garbage. As they've been injured, I think, a lot this season as well. The team hasn't played great. Do people forget what Zeke was like, has been like? Do they just think, oh, yeah, he's done. He's totally done. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But let's say I'm looking here. Josh Jacobs or James Robinson? Who are you going for?
Jacobs.
Oh, Sanders or James Robinson, who are you going for?
Sanders, we're talking PPR, right? So yeah.
Derrick Henry or James Robinson, who are you going for?
Derrick Henry.
Yeah. Austin Eckler or James Robinson, who are you going for?
Eckler.
Okay. Jonathan Taylor or James Robinson, who are you going for? That's a tricky one, I will admit.
I'd probably still stick with Taylor.
Okay.
To be fair.
Aaron Jones.
There I might go Robinson.
DeAndre Swift.
Swift.
Antonio Gibson.
I'd stick with Antonio Gibson.
Okay. So right there, I've listed, 10 running backs, 8 running backs, without listing Barkley, McCaffrey, Mixon, Kamara, Cook, or Chubb.
Yeah.
Do you see where I'm coming from?
I 100% get it.
I think you can get, because of how a lot of people and a lot of the community see James Robinson as a high dynasty valued running back, now is a great time to cash in for me. And that's basically my reasoning why.
Yeah, I guess you're looking at it like, as you said at the top of the show, like you're out of the playoffs for this season.
Yeah.
Like, stock market.
I'm probably not going to get in there next year. It's like,
but you're kind of playing stock market, aren't you? You're saying like, this is as high as it's ever going to go. Let's get out.
Let's get out now while we can. And okay, and as what was the little kind of thing I said to you? Let's say Travis Etienne falls to the Jags in the second round.
Yeah.
They surely take him, right? Or a running back of that class.
You'd like to think so.
Yeah. But as to say, I don't know. The Jags might see James Robinson as their future and fantastic for James Robinson. But
yeah,
is a running back on the Jacksonville Jaguars going to be a consistent top 10 dynasty back?
No.
The thing that
I have in my head when I see James Robinson is he feels like, you know, the season where Leonard Fournette finally started catching the ball.
Yep. 60 odd catches or something, wasn't it?
But it's that, isn't it? It's just like he's getting all of the touches.
No one else is running the ball there.
But he's getting like all of the touches. from everything. And I'm always concerned in Dynasty, especially valuing players that are reliant on their volume to be fantasy relevant, because volume is the thing that is most volatile in the league, because one injury that he doesn't quite recover from or something like that and he is done.
Yeah,
that's it, like end of. Yeah, we've seen that happen with like likes of Todd Gurley, who he might have entered the league with a dodgy knee, yawn, but 2 years ago he was three years ago he was 100% number one pick, like number one running back, right?
Oh, by a country mile.
Yeah. So we've seen as soon as you don't get the volume, that's it, you're done. But the likes of Christian, what I mean by that is like the likes of Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara and stuff, like these are talented guys who, yes, they get the volume and that gives them like the uber godlike echelon status. But if they didn't get that volume, they would still be effective because they're talented.
Yeah, totally agree. I'm going to say something bold. I reckon if you know there is someone in your dynasty league who is gushing over James Robinson, loves him, thinks he's the next big thing, go to his squad, go and select Alvin Kamara, go and select trade, and go and put James Robinson going to him, and to see how high he is on him. I'm not saying anyone would do that, but do you see where I'm coming from? At the moment, Alvin Kamara's stock is a little bit lower only because flipping Taysom Hill's in there and he's not seeing the catches. But
yeah,
it's, you never know unless you make an offer, do you? I think I have James Robinson one place. I think. I can't remember. I don't have much to Robinson at all, which is disappointing. I'd love to, because I'd love to cash in and see what I can get for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, people are going to hate that. And fantastic. Come and drop me a message on Twitter. You've got just at Jamie_ByramKM. We'll have a chat about it. I'm more than happy to. I'm not a hater of James Robinson. For me, I'm looking at Dynasty. I just don't think his value is going to get much higher than it is now.
No. And it's whether he even lives up to that next year, because we've seen the Jaguars aren't a great team. Do they get better? Do they get worse? Most likely get worse. You still have so many holes that he just might not be as effective as he has been this season.
Yeah. Right. And the fact that they've got so many holes, I'm not saying that they will draft a running back, because the likelihood is if they've got so many holes, they're probably not going to draft a rookie running back. But it's, can he keep it up? And it's difficult as a running back to...
We all know sometimes it can be hard to keep it up.
It's ridiculously hard, isn't it, sometimes?
It can be. So let's leave that there.
Let's stride away from that.
I think there's a couple that we can kind of like talk about quite
quickly,
similarly, knock off quite quickly. So let's talk about Ronald Jones and Henderson.
Darrell Henderson,
Rams, because for me they're very very similar in kind of how I would view them. In that you've got like a backfield that you're not entirely confident in.
Coaching staff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's that thing of like you're not 100% sure what's going to happen with it. It's just I don't really know what to do with it, which makes it then difficult to do anything with it.
It's tough. I am very much in the camp and have been that Ronald Jones is a better running back than Leonard Fournette, and he has looked like it this year by a significant margin. Bruce Arians, though, you can't. I don't trust him. I don't trust Bruce Arians to give Ronald Jones the full feature back work. Yes, maybe he's not great out of the backfield passing or catching the ball, but
it's just a bit of a mess. You don't know week to week if Ronald Jones is going to see 3 carries or he's going to see 20.
Yeah.
Whereas someone like, at the moment, like a James Robinson, you know he's going to see 15 to 20 carries fully a week. You know it's there. And with Darrell Henderson, I liked Henderson. I was looking forward to seeing him this year, even with Akers coming through. And we spoke about Akers on the, when we talked about rookies, about how I thought that they might do what they did with Henderson, with him, about don't play him a lot this year and then use him next year on a with kind of double header with Henderson. But McVay likes Malcolm Brown as well. And Henderson's looked good running the ball. Akers has looked good running the ball. The problem is for me, I'm unsure what value you're going to get for either Rojo or Akers or Henderson.
Yeah.
Rojo
feels to me like, and we've all got them in our friendship group, right? You know that mate who, when you go out with, he's an absolute liability. So you have a really short lead on him. Mm. Whereas, you know, like I could do the same thing as, you know, you got another mate who can do the exact same thing and you just cut him slack. Whereas,
yeah,
you know, Rojo, it almost looks like they're just looking for an excuse to pull him from the game.
I know, and that's, it's really...
So like one busted coverage or pass protection, they're like, get on the pine, mate. That's kind of how it feels to me with him.
I think also with Rojo as well, okay, he's got his bye in week 13, so you're not contending. You've got Rojo, you're looking at a contender who you're thinking can help them in the playoffs.
Yeah, okay, it's a tough sell.
He's got a bye in week 13. He's got Minnesota in week 14.
Yeah.
He's got the Falcons in week 15. And then in week 16, which is championship week, he has the Detroit Lions. That's a lovely matchup. So you're really trying to push him as this is the guy who can win you
the league. 16.
Do you know what I mean? You've really got to put a story behind it. Do you know what I mean? But what would you accept for Rojo? I think it's difficult to go like for like, as in running back. I think it's...
Yeah.
Let's have a look at wide receivers then. So, obviously you don't want a really old wide receiver. You're looking at young, let's say, scrolling down my list. I'm trying to find someone. I don't think you'd get Deebo Samuel.
No.
You won't get CeeDee Lamb. Christian Kirk? Not enough?
Maybe.
For a Michael Pittman Jr.?
I mean, I personally would do that because I love
Pittman. I know. Right. Corey Davis. I think you could get Corey Davis.
Yeah.
Would you want to?
I feel like I'm reasonably high on Corey Davis, so I'd probably be okay doing that.
But yeah, I think what we're kind of saying here is it's going to be difficult for you to get a running back in return for him, if that makes any sense, because they're kind of in no man's land value wise.
Yeah.
Everyone has something different. So you want to look at it in a different avenue. You want to look at a wide receiver, a rookie, I don't know, a Denzel Mims or a Jalen Reagor.
Yeah.
Something like that is what I would be kind of targeting, a young wide receiver, even if I have to give Rojo and a little bit, a third, or do you know what I mean? Swap picks in the second round or something so they move forward. Something like that. But yeah, and I think the same for Henderson. I think they're in this exactly the same boat.
Yeah. No, I get that. That makes sense. You've got a couple more names, but I'm just thinking we're probably, what, around about an hour in. So I'm wondering if we should save some for next week.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. Let me just scribble off. Bang, 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 bang. They're off. He's off, I'm sure. If Jack's on next week, he'll want to talk about James Robinson. But yeah, we've got four or five more, haven't we? So we can definitely talk about them next week.
Yeah. So I guess next,
I thought you were going to forget it, Richard.
No. It's the world famous
Roberto Aguayo corner, where it'll be a hit or a wide, wide, wide right miss. Hit me, Rich. Hit or miss.
I have a hit.
Oh. Which is?
Christmas is coming up. It is. It's coming around. And it's been quite nice, actually. So my oldest is three, or number three, as he says. And it's just been quite nice. You know, he's really excited about it now and doing his advent calendar and stuff like that. Like, it's really nice.
Yeah.
So nice, nice, warm, fuzzy feeling when we're in a world of pain with COVID.
Well said. Well said. Anything else, or shall I do me?
I think you should do you, mate.
I will do me. I've got, first one is a miss. Isabel on yesterday. She's teething. Isabel's teething. She's, what, 19 months?
Oh, that is not fun.
No, it's not great. But with teething, she gets a temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wakes up at nurseries after a nap, crying, temperature, got a high-ish temperature. Nursery call Rachel, you've got to come and pick her up. We're not going to have her back until she's had it. We know it's teething, but protocol says, but you have to have a negative test. COVID test.
Yep.
Rachel had to go and take to a walk-in test today, which was fun for her. She's fine. She hasn't got COVID. We know she hasn't. She's teething. But yeah, it's just the annoyance of that. And the other one is on Tuesday, I was off work ill. Monday night, for some reason, I've no idea. I don't think it was food. I think I had a 24-hour bug or a 12-hour bug or something. I was just vomiting all night, basically. And Rachel said, Tuesday morning, you can't go to work. I'm like, okay. So I got out of bed about 11:30 in the morning after sleeping in, which was quite nice. And thought, I'm feeling better. I'm going to go and put the Christmas lights up outside.
Okay.
Put the Christmas lights up out over the porch area. We've got loads of houses on our road all the way up to the main high street where they've got Christmas lights as well. Some tackier than others. Rather large Father Christmases, blow up Father Christmases everywhere. And we've got an obelisk in the garden. Do you know what mm-hmm. I mean by an obelisk? Good. That isn't being used at the moment. We've had it for a year and we're trying to work out what to grow up it. So I thought, do you know what? We've got some nice outdoor lights, long enough that I can plug in on the outside light, outside plug out front. I'm going to go and put the obelisk in the front area near the driveway, and I'm going to put lights all the way around it. So it looks really nice. So I did that. I was like, look great. Left them on. Rach came home from, picked Isabel up from the nursery and came back. She walked in the door and she went, as I was driving up the road, it looked like we had a giant cock in our front garden. A giant light up cock.
I can see how that might have happened.
I was like, what are you talking about? It looks nothing like it. She was like, well, from the distance, it did. It looked like a giant light up cock.
It's just so people know where you live, right?
Exactly. I don't want to move it anymore. I want to keep it up all year.
I bet you do.
Something's going to stay up all year anyway. So, yeah. But, yeah, that was the kind of, it was a hit that I don't know if that is a hit or a miss. It's kind of, I'm happy about it.
Feels like both. Feels like a doink.
a bit of a maybe.
Feels like a doink.
I think it looks good. I don't think it looks like a cock. I might take a photo and put it on Twitter and see what people think.
But I'm voting cock. 100%. I'll tell you now, it doesn't even matter what it looks like. It could be literally just a pile of lights on the ground, and I'd say, that's a penis.
All right, that'll be interesting. We'll see what people think about that then.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Lovely.
Cool. Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
I know, I've enjoyed it.
That's what it says to here to say.
Oh, you've got that memo as well. Rich, yeah, it was a pleasure to talk to you too.
It was a pleasure to talk to you.
To speak to you next week. Yeah.
This has been a thorough joy from start to finish.
You know exactly what you are talking about as well.
Jamie, I'm really appreciative of all of your knowledge that you have imparted. We are indebted to you.
But in seriousness, if you want to talk about any of these takes that we've had on sales, dynasty sales, hit us up on Twitter. Where can we find you on Twitter, Rich?
You can find me at RichKingFF or KFantasy_sports.
And me, I think this is like the fourth time my Twitter handle's been put out there. At Jamie_Byron, BYIOMKM. Yeah, get involved. And obviously the Kickers Matter. At Kickers_Matter for Kickers Matter. Dynasty Fantasy Football Podcast. That was written down as well. All right, mate. You have a lovely weekend. I'm sure I'll talk to you over at the weekend at some point.
Yeah, you too. Take it easy.
Take care. Bye-bye.